Maseches Beis Parakim on Mishnah Tet Avnei Katei Bo Mikol Makom. Large stone that are so large they're normally carried on your shoulder, they can be taken from any field during the year of Shviyos. You can take it even from your own field, and it would not look like you're clearing the field in order to plow and plant during the year of Shviyos. And since the stone is very large, and large stones are normally used for building, it's obvious that the reason why you're taking the stone is because you need it for building. Ba'akablan may be mikol makom. Somebody with a sharecropper is working on somebody else's field and takes a share of the crop. He could take stones even from the field that he is working on during the year of Shviyos, even if the stones are very small. And since he doesn't own the field, it does not look like the reason why he's taking the stone is in order to clear the field so he can plow and plant, and the field does not belong to him. And we said previously that he can take even small stones from a field that doesn't belong to you during the year of Shviyos. And even though he works on this field and takes a share of the crop, since he doesn't actually own the field, he's allowed to clear away even small stones from the field that he works on. Now, some say that what the Mishnah says, Kablan, is not referring to a sharecropper. Actually, Kablan means a builder. Somebody who is a builder, he's allowed to clear away even small stones, even from his own field, during the year of Shviyos. And since everybody knows he is a builder, when they see him take away stones from the field, they will not think he's clearing the field in order to plow and plant. They will think he's taking away the stones because he's a builder and he needs the stones for building. The following would be in the category of Avnei Katzev that you're allowed to take away from your field during the year of Shviyos. Any stone that's too large to be carried with one hand is in the category of Avnei Katzev that you're allowed to take away from your field during the year of Shviyos. Now, even though we have said previously in this parak that only a stone that's so large that it takes two people to carry would be allowed to be taken from the field during the year of Shviyos. And here we're saying that it's a stone that's too big to carry with one hand, it's already big enough to be taken from your field during the year of Shviyos. Meforshim explained that which we said previously that the stone has to be so large that it takes two people to carry it, that's allowed to take away not just the big stones, but the small stones along with it. In that case, if you want to take the small stones along with the big stones, the stones have to be extremely large. They have to be so large that it takes two people to carry it. In such a case, it'd be allowed to clear away the small stones as well. But in this case, we're talking about where you're just taking the large stones and leaving the small stones. So according to Rabbi Meir, any stone that's so large that you cannot carry with one hand, you'd be allowed to take away that stone during the year of Shviyos. Rabbi Yossi, I'm Avnei Katev Kishman. Rabbi Yossi says, Avnei Katev is referring to stones like its name, meaning to say, stones that are taken, two or three of them, on your shoulder at the same time. As even though the stones are not that large, you could carry them with one hand, but they're large enough that normally you wouldn't carry it with your hands. Instead, you take two or three of them and put them on your shoulders. Such stones are large enough that you'd be allowed to take them away from your field during the year of Shviyos, according to Rabbi Yossi. Somebody who is building a fence between his field and the Rishus HaRabbah during the year of Shviyos. Moito Laham Megadah Sel is allowed to dig down in preparation for putting up the fence all the way down to the rock. And we're not afraid that maybe after he starts digging, he'll change his mind about building the fence, and instead he'll use the digging as preparation for planting, which is also on Shviyos. We're not afraid of that, since it's not usual to plant next to the Rishus HaRabbah, so therefore he would be allowed to dig down in preparation for putting up the fence during the year of Shviyos. But somebody wants to put up a fence between his field and his friend's field during the year of Shviyos, it would be forbidden to dig in preparation for putting up the fence, as it is normal to plant next to his friend's field. And we would be afraid in that case, maybe after you start digging, he'll change his mind about putting up the fence, and instead he'll use the digging as preparation for planting, which is also on Shviyos. Maya said the offer. Tzayver versus Rabbu Mitakno Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. While the person is digging between his field and Rosh Hashanah in preparation for putting up a fence during the year of Shviyos, what should he do with the dirt that he digs up? As to put the dirt directly into his property would be forbidden during the year of Shviyos. As when he lays down dirt in his property, it might look like he's putting down the dirt to prepare the land for planting. So therefore, he should put the dirt in the Rosh Hashanah meanwhile. And then after the dirt is put down in Rosh Hashanah, then he should transfer the dirt into his own property, according to Rabbi Yeshua. And since he put the dirt in Rishus Rabin first, and he later on takes the dirt from the Rishus Rabin and puts it in his own property, it'll be obvious to the onlooker that he's not putting the dirt in his property to prepare his property for planting. Instead, he put the dirt in his property, as he cannot keep the dirt in the Rishus Rabin. Rabbi Akiva, Kedarish Aim Makalkalim Rishus Rabin, Kaflo Yitak. Rabbi Akiva said, just like you cannot be Makalkal Rishus Rabin, you also can't be Metakin Rishus Rabin. Meaning to say that according to Rabbi Akiva, you cannot put the dirt in Rishus Rabin even temporarily, as this is a kilkel for the Rishus Rabin. This is not good for the Rishus Rabin, that there should be dirt there. So even temporarily, you cannot store the dirt in Rishus Rabin. And not only that, but you can't even store dirt in Rishus Rabin if you're coming to be mitaking the Rishus Rabin. You're fixing up the Rishus Rabin. Even so, you wouldn't be allowed to store the dirt in Rishus Rabin even temporarily. For example, if there's dirt scattered in Rishus Rabin and the person is sweeping up the dirt into a pile, he's being mitaking the Rishus Rabin, he's fixing up the Rishus Rabin by sweeping the dirt in a pile, he can't sweep it into a pile even temporarily in Rishus Rabin. Instead, he would have to sweep it away directly out of Rishus Rabin. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, a person cannot pile dirt in Rishus Rabin even if he's coming to be mitaken the Rishus Rabin, even temporarily. My Yasef offer Tzoybroi B'Tosadeo Kedera Hamazal. So therefore, since according to Rabbi Akiva, when you dig up the dirt in preparation for building a fence during the year of Shvius, you're not allowed to put the dirt in Rishus Rabin even temporarily. So what should he do with the dirt? He should pile it in his field in the same way that manure is piled in the field during the year of Shvius. As we said previously, if somebody wants to put manure out in his field during the year of Shvius, he can pile up three piles of manure in the area of a base sada. Each pile is a very large pile. So too, when somebody is digging up dirt in preparation for building a fence during the year of Shvius, according to Rabbi Akiva, he can't put the dirt in Rishus Rabin. Instead, he should pile up the dirt in very large piles in his own field. And since it's piling it in very large piles, it's obvious that he's not putting the dirt down in preparation for planting during the year of Shvius. V'chein ha-chayfer bor u-siach u-ma'ara. The same achlokes that we had between Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva about somebody who's digging up dirt to build a fence during the year of Shvius, that machlokes would apply also to all other years. Somebody who's building a well or a trench or a cave in his own Rishus next to the Rishus HaRabin. As according to Rabbi Shua, if you want to temporarily pile up the dirt in Rishus HaRabin, you may do so if you immediately afterwards take out the dirt from the Rishus HaRabin and put it into your own property. While according to Rabbi Akiva, it would be forbidden to even temporarily store dirt in Rishus HaRabin. Instead, the dirt would have to be immediately put into your own property. It cannot be put temporarily in the Rishus HaRabin.